This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russia's defense ministry said on Saturday that Ukrainian aircraft had struck two industrial sites in the Russian-held city of Luhansk in eastern Ukraine with Storm Shadow long-range cruise missiles supplied by Britain. Moscow acknowledged on Friday that its forces had fallen back north of Ukraine's battlefield city of Bakhmut after a new Ukrainian offensive in a retreat that the head of Russia's Wagner private army called a rout. The setback for Russia, which follows similar reports of Ukrainian advances south of the city, suggests a coordinated push by Kyiv to encircle Russian forces in Bakhmut, Moscow's main objective for months during the war's bloodiest fighting. There's relative calm at the U.S.-Mexico border following a major immigration policy change, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
There's been relative calm at the border between the U.S. and Mexico. Despite the lifting of the rules known as Title 42, there hasn't been the chaos that was expected. Some migrants with asylum application appointments walked across access points in hopes of a new life. Others defied warnings and waded into the Rio Grande. El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser says his city is preparing.
We know that this is just the beginning, so we are prepared, and that's what we've been preparing for.
Leeser says there needs to be a lot more immigration judges, and he believes migrants should be given work permits to support their families. I'm Norman Hall.
Airstrikes rained down on Khartoum, with representatives of Sudan's warring factions meeting in Saudi Arabia for talks to prevent a humanitarian catastrophe as the fighting enters a fifth week. A former U.S. Marine who killed a homeless man by putting him in a chokehold on the New York City subway has been charged with manslaughter. This is VOA News. Some of America's largest cities that challenged their 2020 census numbers are disappointed with the response from the U.S. Census Bureau. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Memphis appealed, saying its population was undercounted, but the Census Bureau wound up subtracting three people. Austin, Texas, America's 11th most populated and a Democratic stronghold in a very red state, says 7,300 housing units were missed, but the Census Bureau only added one. The census figures are important for getting a slice of $1.5 trillion in federal government spending for transportation, health, and other services. The biggest winner so far is Boston. The Bureau conceded thousands of college students were not counted because of COVID displacements, which also affected colleges, nursing homes, and prisons in other cities. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An early heat wave in the Pacific Northwest in the United States could break records. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A heat wave this weekend could surpass daily records in parts of the Pacific Northwest and worsen wildfires already burning in western Canada. The region has grappled with scorching summer temperatures and unprecedented wildfires fueled by climate change in recent years. The unseasonable high temperatures could further boost dozens of fires burning in Canada's western Alberta province. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory lasting from Saturday through Monday for much of the western parts of both Oregon and Washington state. It said temperatures could raise the risk of heat-related illness, particularly for those who are dehydrated or don't have effective cooling. I'm Norman Hall.
A jury in the U.S. state of Idaho convicted a woman in the murder of two children and a romantic rival. AP correspondent Rebecca Boone reports that the jury decided guilty on all counts.
The jury convicted Bello Daybell on all eight counts that she was charged with: conspiring to commit the three murders, aiding and abetting in the murders of her two children or directing them the murders in some way, as well as grand theft and insurance fraud for allegedly taking the kids' Social Security survivor benefits that they were receiving because their fathers had previously died.
A Philippine court has acquitted of a drugs charge one of the fiercest critics of ex-President Rodrigo Duterte's war on drugs, a move welcomed by activists who called her incarceration a vindictive effort to harass and silence her. The court cleared former Senator Leila de Lima of the second of three criminal charges against her. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.